Mr. Bundy, may I tell the President where you are?
I'm calling from a phone booth. I'm 5 minutes from the office.
Thank you.
Effect on Social Security. Because he's afraid it'll take too much out of the consumer's pocket right now. He didn't know whether I talked to Walter or not. I guess he needs Walter help. Yes?
Calling from a phone booth 5 minutes away is Mr. Bundy on 9-3.
Yes, sir.
They've got some statement on disarmament. Have you read it that they want to release in Geneva?
I haven't seen the second form of it, Mr. President.
Right.
I sent it for redrafting by the
expert. Well, in the light of what happened last night and others, I don't know whether it's very appropriate for us to be lecturing people on disarmament this morning or not, but they're going to issue a statement unless we let them know in 5 minutes. It's always under a gun. These little jerks call up and say, if you don't tell me no, I'll be gone in 5 minutes.
We can hold it up and I'll stop it until we have a look
at it. Wait a minute. Let me read it to you. President Johnson today instructed Foster to make every effort at Geneva Disarmament Conference to find safeguarded alternatives to arms race. Mr. Foster heads the U.S. delegation to conference. The President said we have taken the first steps down the pathway to peace. Last year saw the test ban treaty, the direct communications link, the U.N. resolution against nuclear weapons in space. This year, both the Soviet Union and the United States have announced reductions in production of fissionable material for nuclear weapons. Each of these steps points in the direction of a more peaceful world. Each moves us a small way down the long and difficult road to such a world. We must not hesitate now. The journey has been begun. We must redouble our efforts until it's completed. In January, President Johnson presented specific proposals for further steps to the conference. Today, he instructed Mr. Foster to set forth in Geneva our plans for the procedures necessary to verify compliance with a number of the January proposals in order to reach early agreement on them. The United States has long believed that inspection or other procedures for verification are necessary for significant arms control and disarmament measures to be taken. The President reemphasized his determination to pursue safeguard agreements which would permit such action. They would be important, first of all, for peace, but they would also permit us to devote more of our energies and resources to building a greater society for all mankind. I don't think it says anything. I don't know what this verify compliance.
I would be inclined, Mr. President, in the light of today's events, to change two sentences. The one where we talk about a peaceful world, I would say simply toward effective arms control and disarmament.
Well, now, let me see if you want to rewrite it now, because they're going in 5 minutes if we don't call them. Where is it now?
Well, Mr. President, if I were you, I'd say hold, and we'll give them a corrected version in half an hour. I'll be in the office in five minutes, and I'll fix it up.
Well, they say, though, they can't do it but 10 minutes. You reckon you just got one spot he can do it?
I don't think so for a minute, Mr. President.
Okay.
I think that's putting our fingers, putting their hand, putting us to a gun that they shouldn't do.
All right.
All right, sir.